It's the nose, and it should smell just as sweet. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill comes to the defense of the skunk, whose odor is too little appreciated.
The nose knows, the great actor Jimmy Durante would often declare. His proboscis was as large as his heart. He was right about the nose. Of all our senses, smell is primitive and activates memories more swiftly than sound or sight. What American, when smelling a roasting turkey, will not immediately think Thanksgiving? Many, when the fragrance of pine or bayberry meets their nostrils, will think holidays or Christmas. I have never smelled chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I've only done marshmallows, and they don't offer any aroma worth remembering. What I do remember is the smell of a wood fire. Many here on the shore heat homes with wood-burning stoves, and about November, the tangy aroma of wood smoke pervades the air with a smell that recalls my boyhood days at a boys' camp. After dark, we sat around a fire telling ghost stories. Despite the spooky tales, the aroma of burning wood seemed warm and cozy. My sense of smell is acute. My wife often consults me about leftover dishes that have been long in the fridge. She'll take one out, open it, and ask me, "Take a whiff." She searches my face for significant signs, like diners look to the sommelier that's sniffing the cork of the wine they've just ordered. I'm practiced at sniffing out spoilage well before it's gotten moldy. Buying a new car is memorable. New cars have a distinctive smell. The scent of a new car is so alluring that even when the car is old, some people want to keep it smelling new. Aerosol sprays are readily available in auto stores for this purpose. A baby smell is enchanting. However, given what babies do most of the time, I suspect we smell as much soap and talc as the baby's natural fragrance. The scent, however, is unforgettable. Grass freshly cut in spring has a hint of onion to it, but it's an aroma that makes you want to smile, not cry, the way onions do. In the spring on the shore, when winds blow from the northwest, I'm energized by the clean scent of pure fresh water, unlike the salty smell that prevails during our humid summers. What about bad smells like skunks? Skunks are undeservedly vilified. They stink, yes. Their scent is universally abhorred. Wherever skunks leave a calling card, it remains for days, invoking the universal response, "Phew!" However, the skunk is one of the few animals on the planet that not only isn't predatory, but it also has no natural enemies. His dietary habits are eclectic. Leftovers will do fine. He never kills to get them. He has mastered the art of survival in a win-win way. Skunks have honed to a fine art how to raise a huge stink while killing no one in the bargain or making permanent enemies. A little spray in the wind is all it takes to make his point. It's all about getting folks to give you a little space, or better still, a wide berth. Our noses provide us with a unique experience of our world. Our nose knows because it has good sense. George Merrill, On the Shore.